trying to be a good dad already is a good dad, Richie. It's 7 after the hour. We have a lot of conversation under our belt already. Time for more belts. Speaking of belts, here's Roberta Fasanelli. Ladies and gentlemen.
Sock it to her, sister.
All right, it's sock it to me time. And it's also good news time, Richie. Jennifer's here, Richie's here, Doug is here. I mean, I've been looking around. I said in the last hour, Roberta, didn't have enough good news. So I've been scouring every single place I could think of to find something that was good. And a lot of this stuff is medical today,
okay,
for whatever the reason. Researchers have created a new artificial lung, a breakthrough artificial lung that is as functional as the human lung. It does not come from stem cell research. It's actually, remember the Jarvik heart?
Yes.
Tried in a cow back in the late 60s, early 70s. And it went into that dentist, the first human being it went into that dentist.
Yeah, it lasted for 6 weeks
for a while.
Something like that.
Right, yeah. So now this is the next page in that book, or the next chapter, a breakthrough artificial lung that is as functional as a human organ. We have the story a little bit later on in this half hour. For those of you who are interested in that, finding out a little bit more about it, we'll have that for you later on in this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How many of you are resting well? Many of you, as you start your day, because some people are listening to this program in the morning hours, early morning for some, it's morning, what we call morning drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's mid-morning. It could be in the evening. But people listen to this program all around. I was explaining to somebody yesterday how to use we have three or four different ways you can use the app, the Good Day Show app. You can use radio. What is it? I never get this right.
Tune in radio.
That's what it is. Yeah, you can go.
Or you can use Radiolicious, or you can use the Good Day app.
Right. Okay. So we have that. And then somebody called us in the last hour. We were talking to someone in Selma, Alabama, who listens to us on the internet there at DougSteffen.com. So anyway, the point is there are tons of ways of listening to the program. And there are people in all stages or facets of their day listening to the program. But I'm betting there are more people who are waking up to us. And hopefully it's after a good night's rest. Roberta, did you have a good night's rest last night?
Actually, no. Not very good. It's one of those nights that ever happened to you, you wake up like around 4 or 5 in the morning and you cannot go back to sleep.
Yeah, it happens to me every day. I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, 4 o'clock in the morning and you cannot go back to sleep.
Is Richie calling? Are you ready yet?
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
That's happened to me for some reason the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Wake up at 2, can't go back to sleep.
Yeah, it has to do with your father.
No, even before that.
Really?
Yeah. Even before that, I was just waking up at 2, 3 o'clock, and that's it. I'm awake.
There is now, I found here in Las Vegas, I'm in Las Vegas again this morning, and there is a new thing called a snore patrol. At some of the hotels, and we have this story posted at DougSteffen.com, the snore absorption rooms. A number of hotels here in our country. It's here in Las Vegas. It's Crown Plaza. Saw an article in a local newspaper. It's what I first call my attention to it. They're testing the first snore absorption room in hotels around the world. Snore patrols are sort of aimed at combating noisy sleepers in cheap hotels. Have you ever been in a cheap hotel room and you can hear what's going on next door?
Right.
Oh, yes.
So they now have snore monitors. Listen to this. Snore monitors that are patrolling the corridors in quiet zones of the hotel. Right? They listen in. They stick their head on the door and they listen for offensive noises and they knock on the door if you are snoring too loudly or if you're making too much noise in the room. Please, we have quiet zones on this whole floors in the hotel.
Oh, good Lord.
And
it's not just snoring.
No, it's noise in the room. How many of you have been in a bad
noise?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you know, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, knock, knock.
Get that noise down.
Quiet down in there.
Yep.
Boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka.
So here's the story of this lady named Laura Simpson, who is a floor monitor.
Wow, she's the snore monitor.
A snore monitor. She checks for noise disruptions, and she's... have been confronted by some of the guests who, when she knocks on the door, they come to the door and say, what are you, you know, when you get somebody knocking on the door, you go, the inclination is go to the door and answer it, right?
Sure.
And so she tells people to please be quiet because some of the guests are light sleepers. She's been punched, kicked, attacked with a knife. These people that don't want to be. I remember one night in a hotel. I'm trying to remember where I was. Good Lord, where the heck was I? It was someplace cold. I remember that. And there was the kids were running around. You know, I go to bed early. And kids running around out in the hall, I mean screaming, running up and down.
Yeah.
So I called the front desk, and the girl that was there, I mean, I remember this a long time ago, but I remember it was like yesterday. This young lady said, what do you want me to do? I said, hello, you're running the hotel. I want the noise to stop so I can go to sleep. I came
shoot
them. I didn't come here to listen to a bunch of kids scream and run up and down the night. If I wanted to do that, I could have kept driving. I have to go to sleep because I got to get up early in the morning. Well, we can't do anything about that. So I called the police.
Ha!
And I had the police came to the hotel. Police came to the hotel. And the woman who was at the desk knew it was me. And I didn't identify myself. I just said there was a disturbance at the hotel. The woman gave the police my room number. And they came to me as if I was a disturbance. I said to the officer, officer, hello, I'm the one who called you. The kids are running up and down, and the hotel won't do anything about it. He said, this is private property, and there's nothing going on here that is against the law, so we have no jurisdiction.
Sure.
So it was like, hello. So I never went to the hotel, and I've stayed away from that chain forever. You want to know what the hotel chain was?
Sure, let us know. Now we're done.
La Quinta.
Yes.
La Quinta.
La Quinta. Yep, La Quinta. And I know it was I think it was Maine. Not important where it was, but I just did. And that's one of the Comfort Suites hotels, I think.
Yes,
too,
it is.
It?
Yes. Yeah.
So anyway, but you'd be interested. I wonder if you were confronted by somebody who, you're staying in a hotel, and somebody knocks on your door and says, please be quiet, what is your reaction? Do you act like a jerk, or do you say, okay, you know what, I really should behave myself?
Yeah,
because it really is very selfish.
Yes.
Well, it depends on how much noise you're making. If you pass gas really loudly and they come and knock on your door, I think I might object to that.
I think it's time for us to move on.
Yeah.
And Jennifer's not even here to get him. She's been all over that stuff.
Yeah, I'm
thinking
not sure
of
snoring, so.
Passing gas. If you would like to have a way to keep that from becoming a problem, then you should be on the Natron Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge, Roberta. This is something for you. This is something for everybody. This is my evil laugh, Richie. Richie has an evil laugh, too. I'm not sure.
I can.
We all have gas. Come on, let's get to the bottom line here. We all have gas.
Not my wife.
No, your wife doesn't have. She just knows how to control it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Everybody.
Very unusual.
Gas.
I think everybody has
not
gas.
Not my wife.
Some people are better about it than others. So what do? We take Healthy Trinity every day to keep the gas. Maybe that's what that's maybe what's going on with her. She
maybe
found Healthy Trinity before you did.
Right? Maybe.
The probiotic that prevents gas. That's what it does. Give yourself a chance to prove how well this works. You want to stop the gas? I know it's not the most pleasant conversation to have, but I'm telling you, this is very helpful. You want to prevent gas? Then you call 888-9-NATRON. It prevents gas. It's a program for you to get on. Probiotics, never so good as the Natron product, the mixture that they have. They've been working at this for 30-some-odd years. And so now they present to you the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you got gas and you're not happy, then you call this number, 888-962-8736. Mention Good Day Health. You will get several things, including a 20% discount on your purchase and a free book that outlines the power of probiotics. Probiotics. Everybody listening to this program should be on a probiotic program. Nothing but good. Protects you from being embarrassed if you have gas. Available now by calling 888-9-NATREN or look them up on the web at natron.com.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Okay, 20 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Here's our 2020, this is sort of a news quiz. It's a sort of a pop quiz. All right? I want you to tell me, us, everybody, if you're a smart cookie, you'll call us right now at 800-510-8255.
I'm just going to warn you right now.
Doug Steffens, Prime.
1-800-510-8255. I'm going to warn you right now. Yes. If I know the answer, I'm going to shout it out. I can't stop myself this morning.
Okay, you will not know the answer.
Okay.
What's the relationship between Isaiah Mustafa and Fabio? 800-510-8255.
You got me there.
I told you wouldn't know the answer to it. 800-510-8255. Who is
separated birth?
Who is? Well, you got to do a little work on this. Who is Isaiah Mustafa, and what is his relationship to Fabio? You first have to be able to identify. And by the way, every one of you actually does know the answer to this. Every single person who's listening to this program, especially if you're a woman around 40, knows who Isaiah Mustafa is. And you also know who Fabio is, so put them together. 800-510-TALK on Good Day 21 After.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes. And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying? It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
DougStephan.com, you'll see our video presentation. And we can't get a video of me in the studio in Las Vegas at my affiliate KNUU, but we can get the main studio video, Richie and his disco ball.
Got my disco ball over top of me. I'm sitting on my big orange ball and dancing back and forth, man.
Check it out. Richie's at DougStephan.com. Okay. So why are we... All right, okay. Members of Michael Jackson's family announcing plans this week for a tribute concert this fall. Artists that will be performing have not been announced. Tickets go on sale next week. So our poll today at DougStephan.com, would you pay to see a Michael Jackson tribute concert? A, yes, I bet it'll be amazing. B, maybe, depends on who's performing. C, maybe, depends on how much the tickets are. D, I might watch it on TV, but I wouldn't pay to see it. E, no, yeah, it's too soon. And it just seems like a way for them to make money off of Michael. I actually would go to see this if I could get...
Would you really?
I would, yeah. I'd go
I would
see
too.
This. Yeah, I'd go see
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if I bought the tickets and I invited you to come, would you go?
Yes, and I would go, yes.
Oh,
yeah. Absolutely.
See, there she is.
Right. The true Roberta Fasanelli.
So who did you say
really?
Queen of cheap. Again? Who would perform his hits?
Well, they're going to bring... First of all, you know the Jackson 4 are going to be there.
Sure.
They'll all be performing. And then look at Lionel Richie. How many people who were supporters and who are great musicians would be in? Well, speculation. The story is at DougStephan.com.
Janet would probably be there.
That's right. Yeah, the sister, the four other members of the family that
the
are
Jacksons
singers.
Jacksons were there. I would go.
Yeah, it would be a good time. Be a good time. And I bet you that the prices would be fairly reasonable to a point, you know, whatever that means. What does it cost now to get to a good concert? A buck and a quarter to get decent seats?
Yeah, and that's my
point. No, not these. Decent seats?
Yeah.
You're talking $300-$500.
When do you go to a Bruce concert? How much you pay to get a good seat?
But Bruce's policy is a lot different. I mean, the seats up front and the seats up in the rafters are all the same price.
Are they?
But you...
First come,
guess,
first serve.
Absolutely.
You get the chair. How do you
first
get
First come, first serve. That's
really?
It. All the same.
So what
and
does
if
it
you're
cost?
Willing, if you about $100. So if you're willing to wait online and put your time in, you can be right up front. You can be within 10 feet of the stage.
Really?
Yeah. So it's very, you know, democratic in that way. But a lot of concerts, my goodness, if you try to get to see Madonna or if you try to get to see Lady Gaga, the seats up front, you're talking at base price is $250, $300.
Wow. I have a philosophy.
If you can get them, then you know, you get into the scalpers.
I don't pay $50, over $50 for a ticket. To a concert.
You're not going
to
see anything then.
No, I saw Peter Frampton for $35.
Really?
I see better than seeing? Ezra. I see Robert Randolph.
Well,
I see
those aren't
Manilow is performing.
I don't
want to
see major bands. I refuse to pay somebody $125
to go
watch
see
it.
I like to see the big guy. Barry Manilow is performing here in Las Vegas.
Barry Manilow?
Yeah. $300.
$300.
Yeah, $300. Exactly.
You know what?
$300.
My father, God rest his soul, who just passed away.
He'd buy it. He would. He'd be right there.
He and my mom went to Vegas and paid $1,000 to see Celine Dion.
Oh, good Lord.
That's $1,000 you'll never get back.
Right.
That's my inheritance you're spending there. Dummy.
Thanks a lot, Dad.
Oh, my goodness.
Our poll yesterday, what's the most you've ever spent on a bottle of wine, speaking of which you spend your money on? Let's see here. 35% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said you never spent over $20. 24% of you said you spent $20 to $50. That's what the most expensive bottle of wine was you ever bought. 23% of you said you didn't buy wine at all. I guess that's my department. 11% of you said $50 to $100. And 7% of you said you had spent over $100 on a bottle of wine at some point in time.
Oh, my goodness.
And we can't get that from the Queen of Cheap. We do get the Queen of Cheap's big deals coming up next year on Good Day. Stay tuned. It's 28 after.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a recent report by CNET states that Google's Street View cars collected users' location information through open Wi-Fi hotspots. If your device was being used as a wireless router, Google captured its MAC address, which could be used to discover its location. Google stated that non-static hotspots are supposed to be deleted from the database. In other news, Research in Motion announced that it would cut 2,000 jobs from its global workforce. The 11% cut in personnel comes amidst deep slashes in revenue forecast, dropping stock prices, and a lack of competitive products in the mobile space. And finally, researchers have created a breakthrough artificial lung that's as functional as the human organ. The device's performance could allow for the creation of portable pseudo-lungs that could run off a patient's own heart. Its creators believe that we could be seeing clinical trials within the decade. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Looking for Everybody Loves Raymond in primetime?
Damn straight.
Then go to TV Land for back-to-back episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond every night at 9, 8 Central.
What are you talking about?
It's simple. TV Land is cable TV's exclusive primetime home of Everybody Loves Raymond. So tune in to TV Land every night after dinner.
Dendo, what are you having? We're having a big bowl of Get Out of My House, old man.
Laugh more tonight and every night with back-to-back episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond. Every night at 9, 8 Central. Only on TV Land.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. A3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P, dot M-E. It's time to take America back.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Here on the East Coast, 7:33 past the hour, wherever
you are. And you know what time that is?
Time,
it's
for
time
the Queen
for...
of Cheap. Doug will be right back. Doug has decided last night, speaking of cheap, instead of stopping on his way into the studios in Las Vegas to buy something to eat for the, throughout the course of the show,
right?
He was at a meeting last night for some property he owns somewhere in the middle of nowhere in Arizona, and they had some fruit left over. So he took the fruit so he could eat it this morning. No big deal. But he leaves it in the car.
Oh, good
when
Lord.
It's 100 degrees out. In some tin foil.
Kind of fermented?
Right. So now his stomach is doing all kinds of things. And he's like, starving out.
He ate it after he left it in the car like that? He ate it?
He's still eating it.
Oh,
when he comes back
from
the bathroom after having this attack, he will still continue to eat. I hate to waste food. I hate to waste food.
Yeah, but all the bacteria has grown like crazy on that thing now.
He's so stupid when it comes to this. He will eat anything.
Oh, my goodness.
He will leave something in the refrigerator for a year.
And then eat it.
I hate to waste food. Okay. This is what you get when you don't waste food, okay?
Yeah, diarrhea.
All right. So until then, hopefully you have some kind of a deal on Tums or something like that because he's going to need it. So if you go to DougStephan.com, you look at the Queen of Cheap box, you will get Roberta's deals of the day, which include... Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah?
I'm sorry.
Music.
So rude.
Music.
So rude. She's the queen of cheap.
The diva of dumpster time.
Coming up, we're going to get our answer to what does Fabio and Isaiah Mustafa
have
in common. I do, and it's hilarious.
There's a joke in there, but I can't figure it out.
It's great. Okay. So hang on if you're on the phone. Hang in there. We'll get to that right after we do the Queen of Cheap. All right, Roberta, what's in the
Here we go. Bath & Body Works. Bath & Body Works giving you a free Bath & Body Works signature item with any $10 purchase. We have a coupon for you if you're shopping in store, and we also have the codes for you if you shop online. And in fact, if you shop through Shop at Home, you can get an extra 3.5% cash back. Great
cash stuff. Back.
Check that out. Yes, cash back.
Wowee. So Chili's, Bath and Body Works.
This is just for you. Free appetizer or dessert at Chili's just today. Yeah. You've got to fill out this little form, and they'll email a coupon to you, and you can get a free appetizer or dessert with an adult entree purchase.
Free.
And this is just for you. You could use this. It's for, like, women, but men could use it, too. It's a free Poise Pack sample and coupons.
What is that? Help me
Poise out. Is for incontinence, but for people like Doug who can't hold it in.
There you go.
You can
see, Doug, that's what you need right now.
I knew I made a mistake by running out when I did.
We have a great Groupon for you. Only just today you can get this. It's $75 Peekaboo, which is a photo site. Peekaboo credit for just $25. It's a Groupon for Springfield, Massachusetts, but that doesn't matter. In fact, if you can like scan the entire country on Groupon, there's a lot of national stuff in there that you can score. You don't have to live in Springfield, Massachusetts to get this.
Huh.
So it's a $75 Peekaboo credit. Yeah, for just $25. Here we've got a free 2-year subscription to Bridal Guide magazine. And then if you're going to be a bride, you'd like this. You got a free 4 issues to Wood magazine. And then when you put that all together, you can get a free subscription to Working Mother magazine. And this is all on DougStephan.com.
All right. Find it there. The lists are there. And not only the things that we're talking about today, but we have a track record of keeping these things for quite a while, as long as they're relevant. So check it all out. It's a way for you to save. We are at your service and on your side on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. As a matter of fact, supermarket guru Phil Lempert has a lot of information about champagne. Jennifer had to go to catch a plane. She's going to San Francisco today.
San Francisco for a meeting, right? Yes.
But where is she to stay? To have stayed, we would have talked about the champagne thing. So why don't we put that? Phil has also some safe tips for grilling. You'll find that the connections galore are there to help you out. Better living with Doug at the website. Today, if the heat's getting to you, you may want to check out the new clothing that has built-in air conditioning in it. Remember,
no.
Lady Gaga has the dress that's made out of meat?
Meat, yeah.
Well, the Japanese have a dress and men's clothing as well, Richie. Men and women can get clothing that has built-in air conditioning.
I like it.
Find
oh, my goodness.
The video
I want the boxer shorts.
Yeah, built-in, well.
Keep me nice and cool.
Air conditioning already.
So what
there.
Do you have to like pull a cart after you with the air conditioner?
Roberta, may I make a suggestion?
What?
Why don't you go to DougStephan.com?
I'm on DougStephan.com.
Look at the video of the day.
Check her out.
Meanwhile, we're going to talk to Wayne, who, if we can go back a little bit to our 2020 quiz question, I asked you to tell me who Isaiah Mustafa is and how he's related to Fabio. Wayne, you are, and I'm really shocked some woman who's 40 or 41 didn't call, because I think that the women who are 40, 41, or women maybe at any age, would be interested in both of these guys. Mm. Why would that be, Wayne? What's the story on these two people?
Well, the only reason I really know is I read the People section every morning, and yesterday morning it said Isaiah Mustafa, that Fabio knocked him out of being, trying to knock him out of being Procter & Gamble's Old Spice line of body wash and deodorants.
Remember the ads that started last year that created the big sensation?
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now back to me. Now back at your man. Now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me. But if he stopped using lady-scented body wash and switched to Old Spice, he could smell like he's me. Look down. Back up. Where are you? You're on a boat with the man your man could smell like. What's in your hand? Back at me. I have it. It's an oyster with 2 tickets to that thing you love. Look again. The tickets are now diamonds. Anything is possible when your man smells like Old Spice and not a lady. I'm on a horse.
That was the most amazing commercial I'd ever seen.
That, Roberta, you haven't seen that commercial?
No.
Guy? Oh, you're kidding.
Go to YouTube, Roberta, and search Old Spice Mustafa, and you'll get it. And all of the effects in this commercial are real.
Yeah.
There's nothing is green screened in. It's all real when he goes from the boat to the horse to the diamonds to
He's
the whatever.
He's doing his own stunts.
Yeah. It's an amazing. So the commercial was huge when it came out. Everybody paid attention to it.
Right. Good looking guy. Nobody knew who he was.
No.
But now everybody knows who he is. And that includes Wayne. Wayne, so what do you use for aftershave or fragrance?
Mainly Brute. In the old days, everybody used the Old Spice lines, but I haven't. I don't think I've even collected the old bottles. That's about as close as I remember.
Do you remember the old? Do you remember? Are you old enough to remember the jingle?
No, I sure don't.
All right, so we're going to give a swell prize.
The Old Spice jingle.
Old Spice means quality. Said the captain to the bosun. So look for the bottle with the big ship on the ocean. That's the old jingle. Richie might want to find I copied that thing, actually. Don't you remember that, though? Old Spice means quality, said the captain to the bosun. Look for the package with the big ship on the ocean. Come on.
One thing I have to say, I hope you got lots of TP on over there. I agree with your friends.
We were telling them the story before while you were away, Doug, of you eating the old fruit.
You might want to put Wayne on hold now. Hold on, Wayne. We'll get your address. Send you some of our new food. I'm holding on, too. Thank you very much.
That's great.
Richie, can't you find an Old Spice thing?
You know, when you search Old Spice on YouTube, you know what comes up?
What?
Mustafa. Isaiah Mustafa.
Oh, really?
Old Spice. Old Spice.
Hey, hold on a minute. While I'm looking for that, Sue wants to help us. Remember we were talking a little bit ago about how we wake up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and can't fall back to sleep?
Yes.
Sue wants to help us fall back to sleep.
Sue, we're open to your ideas and suggestions about how we go back to sleep. What do you do when you wake up?
This works all the time. Just you're lying down and just in the position you'll sleep in, squeeze your toes, squeeze your feet.
Squeeze your toes?
Or squeeze your feet, then squeeze your ankles, then squeeze your shins, then your knees, your thighs, your butt, your stomach. Go right on up to your chest, your shoulders, your neck, your chin, your face.
Squeeze your muscles.
These muscles. Squeeze those muscles in a row, right like that. In 5 minutes, you'll be asleep if you're not asleep.
So you start at your toes and work the muscles all the way up your legs, through your butt, your back, your shoulders, and
but
that will relax
you. In the whole bottle by the time you get finished. You do your feet. Then you do your ankles. Right. Then you do your shins. Mm-hmm. Then you do your knees.
You just do that way.
By the time you get up to the top of your head, you'll just fall asleep.
What is the physiology behind this? What happens to your body that makes you fall asleep?
See, the relaxation of the body, the inner relaxation of the body. Mm-hmm. When I first heard it, I mentioned to one of my sons, and he says, oh, yes, they use this all the time. So I just don't, I don't know any more than I've heard it two or three times from different places, and it works 99% of the time.
Interesting.
Very good.
Now, let me ask you this. Even when you are, like, let's say you, for me, I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I start going, oh, I have to do this today and I have to do that today. I've got, like, busy mind going on. Even then, does it work for you?
Well, try to catch it before your busy mind. But that's the only thing that would make it not work for me. But if I wake up, I try not to even look at the clock to see what time it is. If it's not daylight, of course, I do wake up usually in the daylight. But I don't look to see if it's 5 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock. I'll try not to get my mind out of I want to be back to sleep and go do it right away.
That's helpful information.
Very good.
Very good.
What do you use, or more importantly, the men that are around you, do they use any fragrances?
Old Spice or Menin.
All right. Now, do you remember?
He does have a favorite one that's just to use it for favorite times, and it's the closet. I don't know what that is, but that was.
Do you remember the old Spice jingle?
I was listening to what you had on just here before. I remember having heard it. I couldn't have come up with it.
Old Spice means quality, said the captain to the bosun. So look for the package with the big ship. How come we can't find that, Richie, on the ocean? What's the problem? I can't imagine that you can't find that. There.
Yeah, there's.
Wow.
That was it.
You can't find anything other than the whistle? How powerful an advertising campaign is it, though, that all they had to play was a whistle?
Nah, this is one of the more recent ones. No.
All right, All right,
here you go.
We're gonna make it. This is gonna be the job of the day. Sue, there's a section at DougStephan.com, bottom of the page in the Better Living box, where you can find some info from our friend Dr. J. Kumar about meditation. And in one of the posts, it's called Flexing the Muscle of Your Mind. And in that, you can figure out meditating is a way. And by the way, what you've done, what you're talking about doing with your feet is a form of meditation, in fact.
Yes.
It really is. Good for you. Thank you. That's a big help.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yep. Nice to hear from you. Yeah, yes. 15 before. Wait, you find another one, Richie?
Old spice means quality, said the captain to the bosun. So ask for the package with the ship that sailed the ocean.
All right. The only thing I got wrong was yes. Yeah,
and feels like the top of the morning.
So
that's because he's starting his day the Old Spice way. Old Spice aftershave lotion. The happiest ending a shave ever had. And it's good for your skin. Makes your face wake up. Tingles it to a clean, fresh feeling. Fresh as the spray of the surf.
Guess
and
what
you'll
really
like that good, tangy Old Spice scent.
1964.
Bright and bracing as an ocean breeze.
Right.
Now, what does all this luxury cost? Just $1. And never did a dollar bring you so much. So spice to your life. Get Old Spice aftershave.
Yo, when you started going through it, I was like, do I remember this?
Old Spice means quality,
said the captain to the bosun. So ask for the package with the ship that sailed the ocean.
1957, brother. That's when you just dated yourself.
Moldy, oldie, goody, goldie from our rusty rack of wrinkled records. 14 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie, would you find there are people who have called us with testimonials on Salone Paws, and I like listening to some of those voices.
Sure.
Because they are the voice of reason. Those of you who have an unreasonable approach to pain, that is, you fill your body with pills, may I please help you? We want you not to have an upset stomach. We want you not to take the pills. We want you to have 12 hours of relief from the patch that is the longest-lasting relief ever presented. This is a this company has just come recently into America. They've asked us to help tell the story about Salone Paws, which is basically a patch that beats the pain. No prescription is necessary, and we have all these people who have told us how well it works. Here's an example. Yes, Rich.
This is Jeff from Chicago. I was recovering from a broken ankle and was finding that after being on my feet all day long that it was in great pain by the time I got home. But I started to use a Salone Paws patch twice a day, once in the morning and once at the end of the day, and I found that it helped me get through the day, relieving the pain almost instantaneously. It's a great product.
Salone Paws is the alternative to the pills. It is a level of relief that you will not expect. You put the patch on, and the relief comes almost immediately. So try a free sample of Salone Paws by going to DougSteffen.com. You'll find the box in the right-hand corner just under the picture of the bulldog on the ice. Check it out. Get the free patch. Try it and get comfortable. Relieve yourself of the pain. It's 11 before the hour.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
Your money's for savings. Savings.
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Planning delicious, affordable, and nutritious meals for your family every day can be a challenge. The solution? Recipe.com, a new magazine and website with over 20,000 recipes and coupons for grocery stores in your area. Chef Colombe Jacobson, host of FoodNetwork.com's Conscious Cooking, has more.
Recipe.com is a new magazine and website from the publishers of Better Homes and Gardens, Ladies Home Journal, and Family Circle. It provides families with a trusted, friendly kitchen companion that helps them serve quick, easy, and delicious meals while also saving money. The recipes come from food experts, best-selling cookbooks, magazines like Food and Wine, The Food Channel, Tyler Florence, and other chefs. With Recipe.com, it's easy to search through 20,000 recipes to find the perfect one, and then find coupons and specials for the ingredients at your local grocery store. It's a great way to save time and money.
Coupons and specials are updated multiple times daily. For more information, visit www.recipe.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop!
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
It's now 53 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, mostly in help mode. Joining us now is our frequent visitor and friend Michael McMaster is here helping you see how you can affect your own life. I always wonder when I use that word affect or effect, I wonder whether I'm using the word that begins with an E or an A.
Me too.
A. If you affect our lives, I think that's A, but you can have an effect, which is an E, right?
Going through this lately, affect and E. For some reason, those two words, or that word, or whichever one it is, have been coming up in my life a lot in the past 3 or 4 weeks, and I'm always wondering, okay, affect, effect. I don't know. I mean, I know which one is which. I'm just not sure which to use either.
All right, so having said that...
And this has affected me greatly.
It has affected me, Rich, I can tell.
And it's having an effect on you, this right. Show.
I met a woman on a plane ride. I'm in Las Vegas this morning, Michael. Ride here on Sunday, who was is marvelous. I got on the plane, and sometimes, when I get on the plane, I want to sit down, I want to be left alone, I want to be able to read, eat, and sleep. That's what I do when I'm on the plane. That's all I want to do. But I put my bag up overhead, and I looked down. This woman was smiling, and I said, "Hello, how are you?" And she said, "I'm wonderful." And she said it in a way that you could not not respond. You know, a double negative is a positive. You had to respond to her. So I said, "Yeah, that's great. How come you're having such a wonderful day?" She said, "Every day for me is joyous." And so I'm thinking, okay, we got a Bible thumper here, or we got somebody who's going to try to sell me something. And so I didn't recoil because she had such a wonderful winning smile about her. And so I probed a little bit more. We had a conversation. Well, you know, from the moment I sat down in the seat till 4 hours later when I get up out of the seat, we had a nonstop conversation, a wonderful connection. And she said to me that when she came down to Las Vegas she's a drug and alcohol rehab person working for American Airlines. And, right. You know, the sad thing is that they have to have a department dealing with that sort of thing, but every big company does now. So, anyway, she was telling me that the day before, when she knew what time she was going to fly, she put into her mind that she was going to sit next to somebody on the plane who was extraordinarily interesting and would captivate her attention. I tell you, I'm not making that up. I'm not trying to boost my own ego, but that's what she said to me. She put it in her mind that she was going to sit next to somebody who was very interesting. And I find
maybe next
more
time.
And more, well, yeah, right. But Uri says that sort of thing too, and I'm going to tell the story to Uri. What do you make of that, Michael?
I live by that. I truly believe that whatever you focus on, you attract into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you focus on having positive, inspiring people around you, you'll draw those people to you. I think a couple of weeks ago, I gave the example of people who get divorced, that they attract somebody that's very similar to the person they divorced, and end up marrying again. It's because they keep focusing on those qualities of the person that they divorced. So, I mean, I completely believe in that, and that's how I live my life. I try to teach other people to live as well.
But let me pose this to you.
Yes, Rich.
Are you attracting those people, or are you, like in the case of this woman with you yesterday, creating those attitudes around you? Let's say that you had walked in there and you were not having a great day, Doug.
This woman would have changed that. She would have changed it.
Is she coming upon happy people, or is she creating happy people? So therefore, is your positive attitude affecting the people around you positively as opposed to negatively?
Your attitude.
Positively.
Right. Yeah. So right. It's not like she's lucky and meets all of these kind and friendly people. She creates
that's the point. The point is she created me in that seat before she ever met me or knew I was going to be on the plane. She wanted to have somebody next to her that was, inspiring, interesting,
right.
Conversational.
So even when she was saying that, she really meant, I'm going to sit down and make somebody next to me be interesting and fun.
Well, maybe
she did.
But that worked. Michael, you like that, right? That's a good story.
Yeah, I like that because that's the way it works. You can practice that and then you'll draw that to you.
Michael-McMaster.com. Michael-McMaster.com. Michael McMaster here. The power of thought. And he's been all of his life affecting people in their lives, affecting them with his own example. Thank you, Michael.